Another Tuesday. It wouldn't be Tuesday without having a chat with Jim Jose from the world of politics. Jim, it's been a very interesting 12 months. 12 months since the federal election last weekend.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. It's been an interesting 12 months.
It has. Lots of things happen. We sort of went to the last election with a new Prime Minister who just scraped in. How have you seen the last 12 months, I guess, firstly, with Malcolm Turnbull's leadership?
Well, I think basically he has been in a precarious position, but all things considered, if we just look at the fact that he's still there as leader of the party and he's still Prime Minister...
That's the main game, isn't it?
You would have to say he's done a pretty good job at staying in place because it's been a pretty rocky road. He hasn't had, shall we say, complete support from within his own party, and he's stumbled a little bit and he came off an election that was, in the way in which it unfolded and the way in which he ran it, was not necessary at that time. I mean, having a double dissolution backfired, and, you know, most students of politics would say, look, if you want to nobble the minor parties, you don't give them the opportunity to get into Parliament more easily. That said, over the past 12 months, he's managed to secure his leadership despite the fact that he's got a former Prime Minister, niggling from the sidelines. And some of the niggles have been very effective. However, I think it's fair to say that Malcolm Turnbull and some of his supporters, not necessarily his allies, but people in government who recognise that if they are pushed to the polls too soon, they're likely to be defeated, and very likely to be defeated. So they've done a bit of pragmatic reorganising of their political priorities, and they're, in a sense, almost trying to marginalise Tony Abbott within the party to neutralise him to some extent. And they've done this not by sort of having head-to-head slanging matches or, you know, Barneys in public, but more or less not quite ignoring him, but sort of, yeah, thanks for that, Tony, and then not responding specifically to this, whatever Tony Abbott is saying. And at the moment, you've seen, you know, in the recent press that Tony Abbott has... I'm very sorry about that. My phone has decided...
That's all right. Jim has to take a phone call.
No, he doesn't.
No, he's not going to take the phone call. They're obviously wanting to chime in on this conversation, Jim. You might could also be said, though, that Tony Abbott at the moment is doing what he is very good at, and in the context of this framework, he's being a very effective opposition leader, in a sense.
Yes, within his own party.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened too, Mark, is that people have, in the party, have recognised that he is not a winning proposition at present, and that if the party wishes to stay in government, it needs to be seen to be more stable and more balanced. And while there is a lot of talk, you know, about the party's move, you know, has moved to the left and all of that sort of thing, it's really in the context, I think, let me take that back a little. Paul Kelly in The Australian the other day sort of talked about, you know, how the Liberal Party's moved to the left. Well, in the context of the current Australian political spectrum, moving to the left is sort of moving to where the right was somewhere 15 to 20 years ago. So they're not really moving in a left-wing socialist direction.
Perhaps more a centre-left.
They're moving more to the centre of the current political spectrum, which, compared to where it was 20 years ago, is much further to the right. And I know that sounds a little jargonistic when we talk about, you know, left and right, but basically the Liberal Party under Malcolm Turnbull is moving to a more centrist position within the party's belief system. It's recognised, I think, that the sort of hardline, very conservative views that Tony Abbott wants to push doesn't sit well with the broader voting public. Most Australians favour the very things that Tony Abbott comes out and is making a lot of noise about in a negative direction.
Something else that was big at the last election, and that was from both major parties, that there would be a plebiscite on same-sex marriage. That seems to have gone away.
To some extent, sort of on the back burner, if you like. Perhaps it may come back with a bit of a vengeance when the Parliament resits, but at this stage, Malcolm Turnbull seems to be managing it in a way that enables him to still have the upper hand. I don't think he's necessarily personally in favour of a plebiscite, but he made that commitment to get the leadership. I think at some point he may need to stand up and say, most people in Australia, the public opinion polls show a very strong support for same-sex marriage. When John Howard was Prime Minister, he had a vote in Parliament to change the Marriage Act to enshrine a particular understanding of marriage. We are able to do the same thing. We do not need to go and have a plebiscite. The more conservative members of the Liberal Party have been very successful in positioning it as this is something that needs to go to the Australian people. But broadly speaking, when we look at, you know, the wider opinion polls, and they're pretty consistent on this. It's not like one opinion poll. It's like a whole range of different companies have come up with similar sorts of figures. So I think Malcolm Turnbull understands that, you know, a plebiscite is just a waste of money, but he's got to manoeuvre that within the party without bringing his own leadership under total threat.
With all of those things happening and all juggling all those balls in the air very quickly, Jim, out of 10, what would you rate his performance in the last 12 months?
Well, I'd perhaps rate Malcolm Turnbull a little higher, around about 8 out of 10 because he survived. Mm-hmm. But as a government, it's performed at around about 5 out of 10. Its policy directions and its success rate has been pretty ordinary, all things considered.
50% you still give him. That's a pass, Jim. I'll take it. And you get back to that phone call. It was someone chiming in about what you were talking about this morning. Jim will be back next week talking politics with us as always at 2NURFM 103.7.